Really didn't, Mike. You know, we Bubba and Jacob have made a lot of plays for this offense, and I have a lot of confidence in them. I got to give them a chance to make better plays. Certainly, that's been the motto of this team and this offense, that when somebody goes down, somebody is there to step in. And I have all the confidence in the world in both Bubba and Jacob, and I got to give them a chance to make plays. Certainly, you know, hate to see Julius and Emmanuel injured, but I still don't think that's an excuse. I still think that you know, Bubba and Jacob capable of making, you know, plenty of plays, and I got to do a better job giving them a chance to make some plays.
The toughest time you've had offensively all season, lack of execution, their scheme.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could probably combine all of them, Mark. You know, I give them a lot of credit. Thought they played really well, all three levels. You know, their front, their linebacker, and their secondary. And I thought we didn't execute very well, and just didn't think I didn't play very well. So that usually you can kind of wrap it up into that. Thought our defense did a good job holding them to some field goals, and you know, we were within, you know, two scores the entire game at the end. So no excuses. I have to play better. And got to score more points than seven.
I know you haven't seen the film yet, but on the fourth down sack, can you describe what happened on that play from your eyes?
Yeah, I can't. I probably couldn't tell you until I see the film. I couldn't really give you a good answer on that.
Level of concern.
What's that?
Level of concern, frustration after this road trip.
Well, you're disappointed. You know, certainly anytime you score 7 points as an offense, so you feel like you've let your team down. You know, defense, like I said, they held them to some field goals, and, you know, we had some fourth downs where we got stopped and threw two interceptions, and that gave them some field position. So didn't feel like I carried my weight today. And, you know, offensively, we got to score more points than seven. That's pretty plain and simple. So, like I said, I give the Rams a lot of credit for holding us to 7 points, and certainly we have to take responsibility for not doing our job on offense, and you know, that starts with me.
Were you frustrated at the end of the first half in the last 2 minutes, not making it more of an effort to get the ball back?
You know, hey, certainly anytime they tell us, hey, go score, that's what you want to do. But you know, he had a feel. You know, I think he felt good about us. He told me. He said, you know, he said, we get the ball first in the second half, and it kind of been a grind the entire first half. We did score on a third down play on our last possession, but he just said, we got the ball first in the second half. Let's go do it. We had a good drive going on that first drive of the second half. Emmanuel gets injured, which you just hate to see that, and I feel a part of that. You know, I feel like I probably could have held the safety a little bit longer, keep him from getting a jump on that. So, you know, every pass I throw, you feel responsible for it, especially if a player gets injured. So I hope he's okay. And, you know, for whatever reason, right after that play, we went, you know, three incompletions and weren't able to get that drive. So, you know, that was a disappointing, you know, drive to start the second half. We came up with no points the entire second half.
After all these years, you still feel the weight when a player gets hurt. You feel like you don't look up for safety or whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, I just I don't know how many career passes I've thrown, whatever 500 times 16 is, or whatever 50, whatever. Yeah, I'm not that. I can't figure that math out, but. Yeah, you absolutely. Anytime a player gets injured, that you feel like on the end of one of your passes, my heart drops. You hope he's okay. You know, he looked like he said he was okay, and so yeah, I take that, you know, very, very seriously. Always have.